بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كعب: فلما بلغني أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد توجه قافلا من تبوك. Hazrat Ka'b in this lengthy hadith, who did not take part in the battle, in the expedition of Tabuk, and he explains his reasons why he did not go. It was just procrastination, and that led him that he finally did not go. And he himself says later, if only I had gone out and I had not procrastinated. And this procrastination is a very terrible evil on its own. And from there also we have to make tawbah of procrastinating. It destroys a person completely. Anyway, he says that when now Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, when I got the news that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now returning from Tabuk, the time had passed, I had to prepare and go out, I did not go out. And already now the time of the return of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. Hazarani basti, my worry had overtaken me. I was very concerned, now what is going to happen? I had no excuse and I did not go out. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an objective in their life. They just could not displease or see the displeasure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَفِقْتُ أَتَذَكَّرُ الْكَذِبِ. And he says, then I thought, I will make some lie, I will make some plan, I will lie, I will just make an excuse, which is common with human nature, that when we have done wrong, then we want to come out of it with a lie, that we won't be honest and speak the truth, but we want to lie. So that had, those thoughts had come to me also. وَأَقُولُ, and I was thinking to myself and saying, بِمَا أَخْرُجُ مِنْ سَخَطِهِ غَدًا. How can I escape the displeasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I can't displease him. How? What can I do that I have to make him happy? And a person normally thinks that I will speak a lie and I will get away with it. وَاسْتَعِينُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ بِكُلِّ ذِي رَائِ مِنْ أَهْلِي. And all my family members who were intelligent, knowledgeable, I spoke to them, I discussed with them. I've made this terrible mistake and now I have to get out of it. How can I get out of it? What can I do? فَلَمَّا قِيلَ, however this time also passed. And then the news came, it was said, إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ أَظَلَّ قَادِمًا. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival is imminent. Now he is already arriving in Medina. He left Tabuk, he has come back already and he's arriving in Medina. And we can well imagine what a sincere Muslim and a great Sahabi like Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this error he had made, how it had worried him and how it had overtaken him. Zaha anni al-batil. And this is a special favor of Allah Ta'ala. Then he says, all this evil thoughts of mine, speaking lies, making a story, just escaped from me, just left me. And I realized that no, that is not the route to be taken. And this is also a great gift from Allah Ta'ala when it comes into a person to start doing the right thing. Whatever it might be, we might make excuses for namazes which we are not performing, but then when Allah favors a person, all those excuses go away and he makes his namaz regularly. A person, for example, anything else also he is doing wrong, then he tries to justify. But when Allah puts it in the heart, then no excuses remain whatsoever. And then he does what is the right thing. حَتَّى عَرَفْتُ أَنِّي لَمْ أَنْجُ مِنْهُ بِشَيْءٍ أَبَدًا. And then I realized that I will never get salvation and be freed from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by any of these things here. By anything else besides the truth, I will never ever be able to be saved. فَأَجْمَعَتُ صِدْقَهُ. And then I had now determined and decided firmly that I will only speak the truth. I won't say anything else but the truth. And usually with the truth, a person faces problems for a while. But then Allah opens it up for him forever after that, in this dunya also and in akhirat also. And a person speaks a lie, he perhaps gets away for it for a while, and things are all right. But then Allah protect us all when the destruction comes, then it comes permanently. And may Allah save us in the Akhirat if that destruction of it has to come, then it comes permanently. وَأَصْبَحَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَادِمًا. And the time had already come that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was arriving in Madinatul Munawwara. And he should always try to enter the city in the morning time. So that morning had come and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now already was arriving in Madina Sharif. وَكَانَ إِذَا قَدِمَ مِنْ سَفَرٍ بَدَأَ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. And it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also a sunnat, may Allah bless us also with this sunnat. Perhaps we are very negligent of this sunnat also, when we return from a journey to go to the masjid first. Even when we come from Umrah, from anywhere else, any safar, tabligh, anything else we come, to go first to the masjid. فَرَكَعَ فِيهِ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. And then he should make two rakats of namaz in the masjid first. ثُمَّ جَلَسَ لِلنَّاسِ. And then he wouldn't still go home immediately. He would sit and the people who are here at home now, they would come and meet him. And any discussions that have to take place, they used to take place first. فَلَمَّا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ جَاءَهُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ. And when he had done that, he said, then those people who stayed away, who did not go out in this expedition of Tabuk, which were predominantly the Munafiqeen. There were three genuine Sahaba who did not go out. But the rest of them were the Munafiqeen who did not go, and they had come now. يَعْتَذِرُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ. And they made the excuses, this excuse, that excuse, and they even took oaths. By Allah's qasam, this is the reason we couldn't go, that was the reason we could not go. وَكَانُوا بِضْعًا وَثَمَانِينَ رَجُلًا. And they were about 80, just over 80 of them who had come and all made the excuses. فَقَبِلَ مِنْهُمْ عَلَانِيَّتَهُمْ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his great magnanimous character that he had, he just accepted the excuses. Yes, I understand, it's all right. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the excuses. وَبَايِعَهُمْ. And they pledged again to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made bay'at again. Even that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ. And he even made dua of maghfirat for them. May Allah excuse you, may Allah forgive you. He did not take them to task in any way. وَوَكَلَ سَرَائِرَهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And he had handed over all their secret matters to Allah. What is between them and Allah, that is between you and Allah. But you are making these excuses to me, I'm accepting those excuses. And he re-pledged with them and everything. And then Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu anhu further says, until I arrived. Then it was a different story completely. And we will read further then how what happened when Hazrat Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keeping in mind that he did not go out, and he made excuses, he thought of making excuses, of fabricating a lie and getting away, and then determining to speak the truth, and what came out from that. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq also to make amal and to have this iman and to live according to the true teachings of Islam. We are all desperately in need of it. Wa akhiru da'wana.